Welcome back to the Resilience Forum Academy podcast. I'm really happy as we're continuing our series here with our special guest, Frank Alkenbrecher, and we're reviewing the 8 Ways to Manage Your Team While Social Distancing, a great article by Timothy R. Clark. We found it in the HBR posts in LinkedIn, and we think it's a really great jumping off point to explore what are the issues of remote leadership. So today we're going to cover way number 6. As the article states, model optimism and drain the team of fear.
I was so amazed because I kept reading this one sentence he was saying, optimism is contagious, you know? At the end of the day, I think who likes negative thoughts? Who likes to be negativism? And actually, when you want negativism, just put the TV on or the radio on and you hear all day news, especially with the 24-hour news channels, which gives you a lot of bad news. And I think I truly believe in optimistic thinking and the way you can put this to your people, to your employees. You know, I personally think there's enough negativism in these days, and I can definitely agree with them that you have to bring the optimism to your team because it starts with you.
It's probably, in some ways, one of the most important things a leader can do is to really pay attention to the emotional reality of their team. And I agree, optimism is contagious. Sometimes I like to say negativity is a virus. And it kind of behaves similar to what we're, you know, really faced with in terms of this physical virus. It just goes from one person to another and can really ruin the culture and the individuals involved. And so this is what a leader can do, is model optimism, drain the team of fear. And how do you do that?
Well, I think one of the things he's mentioning, and Timothy is very great in this, is use the concept of humor, you know, because it's a great relief thing. And I think it always helps when it comes to stressful situations like this. So people would like to laugh a little bit, they like to forget a little bit, and it loosens people up. And I think it brings their own stress level down to a significant lower level, which I personally think.
It's so important. But it's interesting, you know, how do you find humor? Like personally, I can't remember jokes for the life of me. I think I'm missing a gene or something like that. And so it's not exactly humor, but through the resilience training I've been through, I've started to see the importance of improvisation, and improvisational activities, improvisational play is a great, safe, easy way to introduce humor. Because if you have a improvisational activity, it's okay to make mistakes and people laugh because the stakes are low. It's just for fun. And so that's another way to get humor into the system. It's so important. The other thing that I really wanted to emphasize from the article was this idea that fear yields compliance instead of commitment, to paraphrase a little bit. And so when we model optimism, courage, hope, and faith, then we're actually creating the space for people to become committed. If people are working out of fear, then they'll be compliant. They won't have the same added value that comes from when they're actually committed. And this is where agile leadership and agile teams actually thrive, is when the scrum master, the product owner, and the stakeholders can all work together to create the culture that supports commitment. The other thing that comes in the article is this idea we've talked about a little bit before, but inviting your team to use the quarantine conditions as a stimulus for new ideas. And this is probably one of the most important ways to have a resilient response to the challenges that have come in, you know, into our personal, physical lives with the virus and the quarantine, and now our work lives with adapting to those constraints. And so how can we respond to these new constraints? What innovations does it foster? And as leaders, how can we solicit ideas from our people and say, hey, you know, what comes to you? How can we do things different and better? One thing I will say is it's really important as a leader to also be realistic, because if you get everybody excited by soliciting new ideas and you're not clear that you're going to take in new ideas and then give reasonable feedback about which ones are practical at this point and which ones are kind of on your, you could say, your product backlog or your organization backlog, that you're going to keep watching for the opportunity to bring in. Because the biggest stifler of innovation and creativity is when people give ideas and don't feel like they're heard. So that's me going a bit over time, actually, on our way number 6, modeling optimism and draining fear. In session number 7 coming up, we're going to explore the way of updating regularly. And we look forward to sharing that with you. Be well.